Love Talk Radio.
Hey Keith, again in that beginning bit. Welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. In honor of the Milwaukee police officer who was killed this evening, we are going to have a brief moment of silence.
Never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yes, to tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family. A lock of hair in her pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. Yes, the hair is from a little boy, and the cross is someone she has not met.
Show for me because it's the evening before I found out that my precious little son, that his heart had stopped beating. And this year I'm a complete nut, it has to be said. It feels like the very first year that we lost him. because so many people, it feels like, have forgotten him. Like, seriously, have forgotten him. And I vowed that I would never let him be forgotten. And I know in everything that we do, from that is memory. He isn't forgotten that way. But it feels like Maddie's memory, people remember the name, you know? They don't remember the little boy behind the name. And that's what really hurts this year, especially as some people who I were really close to, you know, have forgotten him, basically. Don't get me wrong, it's not about the cards and gifts I used to get. It was the fact that leading up to his birthday, when something came in the mail for him, it was wonderful that people remembered him that way. But it was that he was remembered, you know? And this year it doesn't feel like he is at all. It just feels like me and his dad are the only ones who continue to remember that little boy. And that's what really, really hurt, because he deserved and deserves to be known for all the wonderful things that we would have done with him. All the wonderful things that he would have achieved. And instead it feels like he's forgotten. You know, none of his aunts or uncles reach out to us anymore over him. His godparents, you know, slipped into the, you know, dark void, so to speak, and just left with me and his daddy and his brother. And that's what hurt. Because 6 years ago, tomorrow, we got the worst news ever. Like, seriously, the worst news ever. And I just wish people would understand that this pain doesn't go. You know, it doesn't go. It doesn't leave you. It stays every motherfucking day. It's here every day. Purple rain.
say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you.
Okay, we are back. I'm going to have AJ help me with the rest of tonight's show because, as I say, I thought I'd be okay, but I'm pretty struggling hard with this one this time. And as there's been a couple of signings with the Bucks and everything, I think it would be a good time to have him help me do this. So, Kelly.
Hey, the microphone's really bad. Okay, where can I begin? I apologize, everyone. I wasn't really prepared for this, and I guess I can talk about one thing with the Milwaukee Bucks. It's like almost a month away from the opening of the new arena. The Bradley Center had its last event yesterday, the Northwestern Mutual concert. And their normal luncheon that they always have every year. And I guess, like, my take is, like, good riddance. Part of the reason why I said good riddance to, like, the Bradley Center, like, if things were okay at the fan and I did work there, in the beginning of me working there, it was all good. It was fine. It was like, everybody was happy to work there. Then around like 2005, it all changed when Leamy Restaurants took over the food department. And I'm sorry to say, but it was just kind of like hell all the way from there. Although it seems like they, with the new arena, it's like they got their own selection of foods, like, doing locally. But I don't know if Levy is still a part of it. But I'm kind of glad that they do got their, you know, have, like, a lot of other local food establishments in there. Including they're going to have, you know, Chick-fil-A in there. And they're right now, they're currently hiring for that. As I said, like, earlier on my show, that it could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing. I guess the bad thing that sucks that, you know, Chick-fil-A is known for closing on Sundays because of the owner's belief. Which would be good for a person that don't want to work on a Sunday. But I guess for people that, I guess it could be like more money could be made on a Sunday for, especially like if events go on around there and things like that. But that's only bad. But the good is it's like something different in that area. If y'all ever been to Miller Park and knowing that they got like EGI Fridays in there, they're open all year round, and I think it could be the same case that, you know, it's going to be open 6 days a week, every day, all year round. That would be cool, but we don't have, like, more information on that, on, like, how, you know, how they're going to, like, open all year round, or, like, where is it, or where in the building that is going to be. So, who knows? I'm trying to think that did they add like some, because I know they had an updated video of the new arena, and it just seems like they just put like minor adjustment there before it opened. But like I said, it's gonna be open on August 26th. They're gonna have like a block party, and also, like, you can tour there, too, like, look inside the new arena, which is pretty good. Especially, I think it's good for everybody, especially if you want to go down there for any future concerts that they're going to have starting in September. And also, if you want to be there for, like, a future WWE event, you get to see how the seats feel, how it looks like, where you're sitting, how it's going to look according to where you're sitting at, just how, like, much it builds up. So it'll be interesting for going there when it opens. Although I had to make some, like, minor adjustments with my schedule to go there. But I will be going there. I guess something else that I can talk about is I have a survey. Well, it's not like a survey. I just asked, like, a personal opinion on my Facebook wall that do you guys think the Black Lives Matter are doing this job, or is it a complete joke? Some of the people responded already. I'm just surprised that a few people had responded to it right away as soon as it's been put up. It was also put up on the Milwaukee Reloaded, the whole Milwaukee Reloaded, I should say. And it's been getting a lot of response on that since it's been up this morning. So that's one of the things I'm going to talk about tomorrow on my show. Give you my like thoughts and reactions about everybody's opinion on it, and also you get my opinion on it too. Well, let me try to look this up for the signing that the Bucks did. All right, the song will be played, and we will be right back.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, ain't too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is a bad bitch, and baby, I'm the baddest. You fucking with a savage. Can't have this, can't have this. And it'd be nice for me to take it easy on ya, but nah. Baby, I'm sorry. Kissy-kissy boo-boo.
Tell your mother.
About it that she did made a song, I guess it was called Sober, And I guess she had this problem before that she was clean for like 6 years and I guess like a friend of hers, I don't know who it was or anything like that, I guess saved her and it had something, I forgot what they call it, that they had with them to save her life. Because she was like all night partying. And I guess some of the family members knew that this day would come. So it's just sad. Because you hear like people with, you know, like drug overdose and alcohol issues and things like that. Like, take it from me, like, especially when it comes to, like, you know, alcohol, that I guess you just, like, on a pattern, on the thing, or just think about, like, when is the time, to, you know, you can finally, the drugs and the drinking and all that stuff. I guess with my situation, it was, like, a few reasons why, you know, I stopped, like, drinking alcohol. Excuse me. I still drink beer, but it's, like, non-alcoholic. So I still drink non-alcoholic stuff. But just not nothing with, like, you know, alcohol in it. So it's been, oh, wow, like, 7 years sober. So it's been great. And so this has really helped me a lot besides, like, knowing that I need to quit drinking. Like I said, one of the reasons was the loss of my son. And I guess it's like, although I did, you know, stop drinking beforehand, but I was just, like, wasn't even thinking about it, but I guess, like, that point was, like, kind of, like, the breaking point for me to, like, you know, that I need help with besides the drinking and just other issues that I had. The other reason for me to stop drinking was because how my dad is. And although he's, like, kind of, like, emotional drunk and things like that, but the guy, he probably still do this, but the guy can drink nonstop almost 24/7. Kind of bad, and I just saw myself and my dad, although it's me and my dad look alike, but that's another story to get to. But it's like, my father's side of the family, like, all half of them did was drink beer. Almost every day. Like it was nothing better to do. And then, and I just told myself, it's like, if I end up, you know, drinking or whatever, and end up being like them, what would that say about myself and, like, my life? Right. It's just like repeating the cycle. And the thing is like, it just has to end. And I'm glad it kind of, you know, started with me with the stop the drinking and all that part. And like I said, I've been sober ever since. And I know there's times that I'm like, you know, new drinks come out and you're like, man, I want to try that. But you told yourself that you need to, like, don't drink. So I'm glad there's, like, non-alcoholic drinks that I'm able to drink and, you know, not still be fine. So I'm glad those are around. And I just think, like, maybe they need some more non-alcoholic drinks that they need to sell for people, you know, they're not looking for a buzz or anything like that. They're just like the taste or like something that, you know, you want to relax with a beer and stuff.
stores are getting stores aren't quick on bringing them into the stores, if that makes sense. You definitely probably go to like liquor stores and get the small.
Yeah. Yeah, what she said. But like I said, like, I'm glad that I did get some help with, although it wasn't like, I wasn't like focused on my drinking part, it was like I was focused on my mental health. Because my mental health, you know, had some effects with my drinking as well. And like my father, I'm like an emotional drunk too. But most of the time, I'm a happy drunk. Or sometimes, you know, somebody set me off and I'm like, oh, God, what a day. I hate this day. I need a drink and stuff like that. Some people just need, you know, the drink just to escape. This is the same thing with some people need to, when they do, when it comes to smoking weed. They, I guess it's for them to try to relax and things like that, but I don't know. I'm just, I guess I'm the type of person that's just against weed. Although I never tried it, but I'll see how it affects some people. Not all people, because people take it differently. Just like with drinking, people act differently when they drink. It's like people, they act differently when they smoke. But I don't think they realize that it is affecting them, but they are. But it's just crazy. But it's just, I guess my message is like, I'm not saying to stop drinking or anything like that. It's just like, just know your limits and just be safe when it comes to drinking. Same thing is like, I can't tell you to stop smoking, but at least like be safe when you do it. Who knows? It could be it could be legal in November. So, but I guess the other problem with like, you know, smoking is like, you know, people sell. And the bad thing is like, you know, people will like rob you just to get it, or just, you know, they have it, they sell it, or they're jealous if you're selling more than this other person. So it's just bad. On to like the Bucks player that they signed. He's a two-way player. They signed him on a two-way contract. Trevon DeWall, like a one-and-done guy. He played for Duke. If the thing stopped. I'm just going to read some of the stuff that they were saying about him. It's like, when everybody all see that gravity ground down, taking the dying embers at this stage, the Milwaukee Bucks are fresh from making an interesting move as it relates to the latter end of their roster. Yesterday, it was reported that the Bucks had brought a one-and-done Duke guard, Trevon DeWall, in a two-way contract, which made official earlier in the evening. Highly regarded recruit coming out of IMG Academy in Florida, DeWall made waves by being named McDonald's All-American in his senior season, as well as participating in the Jordan Brand Classic. On the college level, he made a decision to play for Duke University, where he played alongside lottery pick from this year's draft, Marvin Bagley and Wendell Carter Jr., senior guard and first-round pick Grayson Allen, as well as second-round pick Gary Trent Jr. While his teammates launched their pro careers on draft night this year, DeWall didn't get the chance to celebrate the start of his career in the same style as he unfortunately became the first and one-and-done player from Duke to go on draft. After enduring initial stumbles to his professional career, DeWall has now landed on his feet in Milwaukee over a week after finishing up his run playing for the Houston Rockets this year in the Summer League in Las Vegas. So that just kind of shows like, well, let's see. let's see, they talk about the guy. Of course, the guy was born from Queens, New York, so grew up in Newcastle, Delaware. Let's see, what else? I think he was about, I think he's like 6'1", and he plays like the point guard position. Oh, another point guard. And, of course, he was coached under Coach K. With Duke last year, he had 10.3 points per game, 5.6 assists, 2 rebounds, and 1.5 steals. So, pretty okay numbers. But I guess he couldn't, well, I guess they're saying all through the year, he couldn't find a consistent groove. So they're just saying that his consistency is not that good. It's not terrible, but it's just not that good. Oh, okay. So I thought he was 6'1", but he stands at 6'3", with a 6'9" wingspan. So athletic guy. And his defense potential, it seems inconsistent doses, but is up the aggression is by just being passing lanes, which is seen in the steal rate from, you know, this past season. Let's see. And like Morley, he'll be will be more seen through in the G League, of course, with, you know, the way contract kicks in, you know what I mean. He might, you know, of course, may see some time playing for the Bucks, but let's see what else. Well, it's like they're supposed to say like how he fits with them, but I'm just trying to read, like, because the only thing I can see is like the way he probably fits with them because of his athleticism and how good he was, like, defense wise when he was playing with Duke. Yeah, well. We'll see this. Let me go back. Let me see if there's some more Bucks news. So some people think it is a good signing. Some people, you know, just trying to figure out who he is, and which I can understand why they're trying to, you know, realize who this guy is and all that stuff. And there's probably people, you know, that, excuse me, I'm just trying to look for, see if there's like any more news and things like that. Well, since I'm looking on websites and stuff, let me see if they, the Bucks had like an official day that they're going to have this block party. Let's see. Well, like with the Bucks, they do have room to sign one more player to a two-way contract. But like I said, like on my other show and stuff like that, that they could sign Brendan McClay, which they invite to the summer league. And I guess with him, he didn't do as good as we thought. But then again, he wasn't starting. He didn't probably get much playing time. a guy named Christian Wood has, you know, improved, and I think he was in development. He used to play in the summer league. He was averaging double doubles a game. Defense was good and good shooter. And I know a lot of people are saying that they should get him. But it all depends. Like, today, are they going to go after him in a two-way contract, or how are they going to get him? Because they said there were teams that were interested in him. But we'll see. Let's see. I'm looking at updated photos that they have at the... Hey, girl. You see they talk about some updated stuff on the Bucks website. Well, not much. It's mainly just photos. And there's... I don't know if I mentioned this, but the signs from the Bradley Center were taken down. So, hallelujah on that. Well, I guess that's not that much for, like, talk about with the, like, Bucks situation. So, we're going to play a couple of songs, and we will be right back.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame and put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, it just won't last.
You did what you could. you.
Broke back then, but a nigga rich now. Got dollars, got euros, got yen, I got pounds.
Zeros.
Calling me up, cause your bad check bound. My new chick 100 and she got her own De Niro.
Zeros.
You think I'm thinking about your ass?
And we're back. For a little bit that time that we got left, I guess I can talk about a little bit of Saturday is like one of the most important days of my life. Well, our lives as well. But anyways, our son was born and, you know, kind of died at the same time, so I guess, you know, it ain't that easy to cope with, but you will never forget that you had a child. Either he was living or dying, you had a child. I'm sorry, my dog just licking me. But, we're going to do a few special things for him. And also, we would like you guys to, you know, make donations to Maddie's Memory, whatever, how much you can, so we can keep on doing what we're doing, like helping out, reaching out to families that lost a child, no matter, like, how old they were or anything like that, still like lost a child, stillborn, or if it was a car accident, been shot. It's just crazy that I just mentioned, you know, child living his life and suddenly, you know, getting hit with a straight bullet. We've been having that going on in the city lately. And I guess the sad thing is like, people will protest when a cop shoots somebody, but they won't protest when a kid gets shot by morons. If I'm calling people that have guns and you know, do all the shooting and crap like that, I'm calling them morons because that's what they are. They're morons and cowards. They need a gun for it. They're big and bad. What happened to fighting with two hands and they'll be in a fight or walk away? Things like nobody can do that. It's just people's attitude. Okay, Mandy, you can stop now. Well, I'm sorry, but, like, people with guns and stuff are just a bunch of cowards. That's just how I feel. Let's see. Okay, we got 5 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess I can mention one thing. WFSO is looking for a sponsor for the radio network and also for groups and stuff like that. If you want, if you have like an ad or anything that you want to add, like during the radio show or like a little maybe commercial or something like that, you can talk to me or Hazel and let us know and get more information from us. But yes, we are looking for sponsors. And also, yeah, we're looking for some help too. So anybody willing to help, like Maddie's Mary, Tom care of themselves or anything like that, go to Hazel, let her know on the Maddie's Memory Group. So check out Maddie's Memory Group on Facebook. Check out WFSO on Facebook. Also look for WFSO Radio Network on Facebook as well. Look for WFSO World. Follow us on Twitter. Or follow us individually on Twitter. Although I told myself that I'm going to at least post as much. Tomorrow is my show, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Mainly going to talk about with the, you know, with the athletes, you know, saying like racial slurs and saying like, you know, inappropriate stuff. And also, I'm probably going to talk a little bit about wrestling. Also talk about kind of a little bit what I was talking about earlier today with stuff that's going on around the area and stuff like that. Sunday, we're going to do our top 10 wrestlers since 2000, and we're also going to do a top 10 of wrestlers of all time. That's 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Time on Sunday. So check those shows out on the same station. You will also listen to our past episodes on Blog Talk Radio, or also you can look for WFSO Radio Network on iTunes as well. So look for our past episodes. Also check out WFSO's YouTube page as well, like past videos, and believe me, some of the videos that we post on there are pretty funny. Look for those. I guess that's it, and that's all we can say. So you guys have a good night, and y'all listen for me tomorrow, and also tune to Hazel Runs Her Mouth, and I think she'll be a little bit better next week. So you guys have a good night.